825 WSGW. It's Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. As you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and Harvey Luther saying good morning to you in your home studio there.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking for Snoopy. I don't see him.
I tell you where to find him, though.
fighting the Red Baron.
Exactly right.
That's right.
Or cooking up Thanksgiving dinner since it's that time.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before decorating the doghouse to win the Christmas contest.
That's right. Yes. And then he would go off to Wimbledon and play tennis.
Exactly right. After just having...
Why not go play golf?
he did that too.
That's what I thought.
Snoopy did it all.
Yes, he did.
Including going into space.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the story we have here. Says here that a 5-ounce stuffed version of Snoopy is going to be aboard a new rocket designed to launch humans to the moon, Mars, and beyond. The mission is going to launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And it says here that he's not just a spectator. Now, it tells me this is from NASA. And this is something, as long as we've had a space program, I've never heard this, unless I just was not paying attention, which is a good possibility. It says, yeah, Snoopy's going up there because NASA uses stuffed animals on its flights. Because when they start to float, then they know the craft has reached zero gravity in space.
Oh.
It says this is what NASA does. Have they been doing this all this time?
I don't know.
Is this the first time I've been hearing about it?
I don't know.
That's the way it reads. NASA uses stuffed animals on flights because when they start to float, it's a sign this craft has reached space's zero gravity.
Yeah.
Canary in the coal mine, eh?
You know how they do it, too. They stand on the launch pad, and they use the old honeymooner's line. Get a move!
It says, since plush toys are soft and light, they're able to float free without breaking anything or accidentally striking a button. That's what happened to Apollo 15. That's what happened.
That's right.
To the moon.
So Gordo Cooper had stuffed animals with him. I didn't know that. I don't think I don't think they did. But
I thought the other astronauts were alive. I didn't know they were stuffed animals.
Well, I thought that would have been a fascinating question. You know, what did Neil and Buzz and Michael take to on Apollo? What did all these guys take up?
Right.
I mean, I think that would be an interesting. All I heard about was Tang.
No, Tang and Actifed.
Heard anything about stuffed animals in space. 828 on WSGW. Unless I just missed it.
Just real quick. I know you got to go. But it's just on my mind. I have to say this.
Please do.
Since you played the Peanuts. And he's talked about Snoopy making the Thanksgiving Day meal for he and Woodstock. That always bothered me at the very end. Do you know why that bothered me?
What bothered you at the end?
Woodstock is eating his own kind. He's a cannibal.